Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
A busy morning all the way around, and some updates you got for us coming up.
Yeah, I thought I'd give an update on the AI and Kansas Agriculture Conference we held yesterday. You know, it was a really good meeting. We were really pleased with our turnout. We had 225 registrants. We even had to have a waiting list, you know, and all this was come to listen about new technologies and artificial intelligence in agriculture. And the producers that came, they had an opportunity to talk to some of these industry leaders. They talked to other farmers and ranchers that were using some of this stuff. So it was all in all a really good meeting. The event location was nice. That wedding venue is beautiful. The food was good. I tell you, it was just really, really good. When you hear comments from those that attended, they really seemed to like the return on investment panel. They liked the virtual fence panel where we were using, you know, collars to keep cattle in a fence without having a physical fence there. And they also liked the drones. We had two big drones there. Mm. We had one that vertical type that, you know, takes off, goes straight up and down. It was the newest model that's out there. It's the biggest model of that. And the improvements they've made over the previous model was just amazing. You know, it can stay at 10 foot above the crop, and it didn't make a difference whether there were terraces or whether you were going uphill or what. It uses LIDAR and would look out 300 feet and be able to do that. The other thing that was really, really cool, and we heard a lot of feedback on, was the Pika. The Pika is the largest FAA approved drone, and it's a fixed wing drone. So it's an airplane. It looked like an airplane. And boy, when you walked outside, I thought, well, where do I set? Because this thing is huge. And you know, it probably had, I'm guessing it probably had a 30 foot wingspan. And it could hold four times the herbicide or water or whatever you were going to put on that the other drone could have. But it's a fixed wing, and it needed a runway, about a 400-foot runway to take off. So anyway, it was really, really good. I do want to thank everybody that came. I hope they enjoyed it. I want to thank all of our sponsors as well for what all they did. The other thing I'd like to talk about today is fall armyworms.
Pesky.
And they are here. We've had reports now. We're finding them in forage sorghum. We've also found them in broom fields. So they're here. A lot of times, if you've got a forage sorghum or a milo, probably what you're seeing now is going to look like ragged holes in the leaves. That's probably an indicator. If you have a brome field, I would be checking some of the regrowth, because they really come in about the time we cut hay, so this regrowth is not very tall. And oftentimes, it turns hot and dry, and we think it's just hot and dry weather, and the brome fields turn brown, you know, kind of, they go dormant. Well, go out there and check, because it sure could be fall armyworms. The other thing to be thinking about is also watch for armyworms in alfalfa, because they can be detrimental to an alfalfa field. You know, 10 or 12 to 14 armyworms per square foot in 12-inch tall alfalfa can destroy it really, really quick. So be on the lookout for them there. If you find 4 to 5 in brome field in a per square foot, and you're starting to see a little damage, not necessarily the brownness, but you're starting to see some leaf feeding, if the worms are less than an inch long, we probably need to be spraying those as well. So just, we want to keep an eye out now, from probably now till probably frost, okay? So if you could, the ideal thing to do would be go out probably twice a week, because if numbers get high enough, they can really do a lot of damage in just 2 or 3 days. So go out a couple times a week, check your fields out, and then if they're small, they're much easier to control when they're small than when they're large. So anyway, that's all I have for today. So I want people to, it's going to be hot, so stay hydrated and try to stay cool as best you can.
Always a pleasure to have you in. This is the army worms. They keep getting more pesky the more I hear about them. My goodness. Coming up to Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.